Hello?
All righty. Here I am.
All right. There you are. Perfect. All right. Let me try to get him on the line.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. All right, Mario, you there?
I am, yes.
Okay, Callahan, you there?
I am.
Okay.
Hey, yeah, Mr. Callahan, how are you doing?
Doing well, how are you?
I'm actually doing pretty good because it's Friday, and, you know, I'm about 25 minutes from going home, so I couldn't be better. anyhow, Mr. Callahan, my name is Mario. I've been speaking to Colm, and I know that he had a... somewhat of conversation with you in reference to who we are and what we do. I think you, for the most part, have an idea. You know, we're an SEO company. Our company name, Local Splash, I did send all our credentials over to Colm, you know, to have him check them. I did send our website, our verification that we are a premier partner to Google. So what we're offering, Callahan, is placing the company on the first page of Google. We would set you guys, as I discussed with Colm, right along with Bone Dry and Mighty Doug and the companies in the area that are paying for a service to be on that first page. We would set you guys right alongside of these guys. Remind me, you guys
is
have...
Is that based on, like, searching what words, like Fort Collins Roofing, or like what?
So we get to pick their words.
No, you imagine if that was the case, then I mean that wouldn't even work out, right? If people had to type in, like, there's some companies, you know, because sometimes, and that's a good question, by the way, Callahan. Because sometimes I get clients that say, "Hey, I'm on Google," and I'm like, "Okay, well, let me look up, electrician per se. If they're an electrician, and they're nowhere to be found. But if you type in their name, then." That's how they're found. Absolutely not. So because we are a premier Google partner, you guys are going to be able to pick out these keywords, but that's what they're called, right? So based on the job that you guys do, obviously restoration and roofing are going to be one of the top ones, but any of the other keywords, it's going to be based on categories of jobs that you guys do, right? So if you guys do, let's say you guys do flooring, drywall, that's what it's based on. You know, it's going to be keywords that you guys choose. You guys have up to 20 keywords to choose from.
Okay. And so by any of those 20 words, we're going to be on the first page of Google.
That is correct. That's correct. That's how the algorithm works, right? So anytime somebody is typing in, because nobody goes on there and they're going to put truss roofing and restoration. I mean, if, you know, if that's how it worked, you guys probably would never be located. So... what people normally go on Google and they'll type roofers near me, or I need restoration done, or I need shingle roof, or they'll put in metal roof, or, you know, those are the keywords that we work with, right? So anytime somebody Googles one of these keywords, your company is going to pop up as one of the top recommended companies on the first page.
Okay.
Okay. The other services that are included... you guys have your website, if I'm not mistaken?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we went over that yesterday, Colm. Sorry, I'm reaching the end of the day here. But, yes, yeah, so the website you guys have actually, actually pretty neat. We would actually get that promoted on your JBP, your Google Business Profile, right, so it can create traffic. We also work with Meta, Callahan. Facebook. Right? Meta is run by Facebook, correct? We work with Facebook in running ads for the business. So, are you familiar how ads work, Callahan?
Not 100%. No.
Okay. Well, I'll give you a quick rundown. So if you get on your phone right now and you can try this out, it's actually quite neat what Google does here. What they Google calls this retargeting. So if you get on your phone right now and you type in where can I find a plumber, right, or plumber near me, which is one of the most common things. When you put that word, Google's going to give you a list of different plumbers in the area, right? It's going to show you the, different plumbers that are going to pop up on that first page, in Fort Collins, right? Later that day, when you jump on your Facebook page, for whatever reason, you're just at home relaxing, messaging your friends or whatever the case is, you're going to start seeing ads for different plumbers. Why? Because earlier in the day you Googled that, right? And because Google and Meta have a partnership, it's called what they call retargeting. So it's the same concept, right? Anyone that types in these keywords on Google and they find Trust Roofing and Restoration, not only will they find you on the first page of Google, we will run ads for the business on Facebook as well. Okay. That's the other portion of what we do. That's actually one of our great tools, according to our clients, because they generate quite a bit of traffic. I think that's one of the brightest ideas Google came up with. When you look something up and it's almost like, these hamburger or Coke commercials. They do it all the time, right? They'll keep popping up commercials in different places, and then next thing you know, you're buying or eating some of this stuff. That retargeting, we do that as well, Callahan. Yelp, Bing, and Apple are the other platforms that we work with. Right, those are the five different platforms that we would be promoting the company in. Right, our monthly rate for these services that we do render is $249 a month. I know Colum said that you thought that price was a little low. If you guys would like, I can bump up that price to make it seem a little bit more appetizing for you guys.
Oh, I thought it was too expensive.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Too expensive.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The first month of service, anyone that jumps on board with our company, it's a $99 programming fee that you only pay that the first month. But yes, our month-to-month service is $249. There's no contract. We work strictly under Google guidelines, right? So we're not like your third-party vendors. And when I mentioned that, I don't know if you guys heard of Home Advisor, Angie's List, 411, Thumbtag, Apex. I mean, there's quite a bit of few of them out there. They work on what is called a pay-per-lead service. And what they do is that they buy the leads from Google, and then they resell them to their clients at a much higher rate. And then anytime somebody clicks on your link or calls your number, they take a percentage. Under that $249, it does not matter how many times people visit the site or how many times you get calls or how many jobs you get. As long as you're paying our company $249, we continue rolling the ball and continue to keep, the opportunities of work coming in.
So what if we're not on the first page of Google, or what are the precautions that we should be aware of that potentially your services may not provide that we think is, they are going to provide?
Well, here's the thing that we guarantee that you would be on the first page. Not only because we are a direct premium partner to Google, but so the way that Google works when you're a premium partner, it allows you to work with one client per category, so you guys are roofers, per area, right? So in Fort Collins, we have a position, like I told Colum, that's available, and we have a first spot placement on that first page, right? So there's no question about that. I mean, nobody's going to take that from our company. Whatever company we move with forward that does roofing, it's going to be placed on that first page, right? And that's something that we have in accordance with Google, right? I cannot tell you, Callahan, you're going to get, 50, 60 jobs in the next couple of weeks or whatever the case is. I would be lying to you.
I understand that.
Yeah, anyone that tells you that it's a bunch of crap, man.
I'm not expecting that.
Right. Here's the realistic thing. you're going to have different channels to where people are, you know, Truss Roofing and Restoration is going to be exposed now. Of course, the major one now is getting you guys on that first page of Google. That's going to be one of the big hitters. Secondary, being on the social media end of Facebook and doing the retargeting, those are going to be the top two ones where you guys are probably going to see most of the traffic come in. The other sites that we work with.
What about Marketplace? Not to interrupt you, but what about Marketplace? I see some of these companies pop up as ads on, you know, you go to Marketplace to look for something, and on the top right away is a retarget to a roofing company, you know.
On what site are you referring to? On Google, or are you talking about Facebook?
Facebook.
Yeah, well, see, the Marketplace on Facebook is completely different, right? Because those are free services. You guys can actually use those for free, right? Anyone can go on Facebook and do a marketing ad, and Facebook will allow you to put whatever you want. What we do is direct ads with Google, which you have to pay for to run ads on Facebook, because the ads are something that are presented to a much broader audience, right? I mean, I guess it works like that in anything that you pay for, right? You get a lot more out of it when you're paying for it than when you're getting a free service, right? Again, yes, you're right. If you go on the marketing side, you're going to be open up, you know, to different customers. The only difference is that you're not going to be open up to customers that are looking just for roofing jobs or restoration jobs. That's the difference when we're running the ads. We're targeting people that are looking for your work.
Yep. So, Callahan, have you been on Facebook and, like, you'll, like, type something in? So I was, like, typing in roofing the other day, and I had, like, a bunch of roofing ads pop up on my Facebook.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, like, uh-huh. Well, like David Knight, he's got that, he's got on Facebook, but then you go to Marketplace and you see stuff on Marketplace too.
Gotcha. Yeah, I think, I think more people go on Facebook than they do Marketplace. So like when you're scrolling through your feed.
You're right.
You'll, like our stuff will pop up when people are scrolling through a feed that have been looking up roofing.
And Colm, man, that's a pretty good example. If you need a job, come on board.
I don't need a job, my friend.
No, I'm kidding. I'm teasing you. But he's absolutely right, Callahan. What happens is that, you know, in order to get the ads, you have to go into the marketplace and look for a specific thing. When we're running the ads, when you're just, you know, normally going through your feed and looking at your friends, you're going to start seeing ads pop up. I'm sure you see that now, where you can be on Facebook and you're scrolling to something. And I just seen something myself on what is that thing called? The website, I forgot. I just bought a damn cream. I forgot what website it was. But anyways, I had looked for a cream for my daughter, and I found it on Google, and I didn't get it, and then it popped up on my feed, and I ended up buying it that way. So the same concept. I mean, like you said, the ads are just going to pop up on the feed, and that just targets a much, much bigger audience than the marketplace would ever do.
Yeah, it was just another outlet. That's all I was asking. So I didn't know if you guys did that.
I think Marketplace, we could do that ourselves.
You could. Yeah, you could. You can do that. But, you know, I mean, you'll see how the ads will be a lot more beneficial than the Marketplace would ever be. You know, and then only because you're targeting the right client, right? It's like the people that go to the dealership to buy a car, right? Opposed to if you put a car out in the street. And, you know, just put a sign for sale. I mean, of course, if you go to the dealership, you know you're going there because you want to buy something.
So my next question is like, how do you guys target, like, how do we target, like, multiple audiences in terms of, you know, region and mapping based on, you know, we're in Fort Collins, but we're working in, you know, Storm Inn, you know, Longmont, Colorado, that's 30 minutes away.
Mm-hmm.
How do we turn that
we
on
have,
to work
we
in
have,
that might not be
right? No, and you're asking the correct questions, and that's good. So we have a parameter of 50 miles that we can push the marketing out to, Callahan. That's what we're allowed to do by Google. So anything which is normally about an hour away, we are able to target.
Okay.
All right. So it's not like if you're in Colorado, right, and then you want to say, hey, put my ad in California, we wouldn't be able to do that. I mean, Google will restrict us from that. right? But they do give us a 50-mile radius.
Okay.
Sweet.
Yeah, man. Any more questions? I mean, please shoot them. Those are completely free.
You got anything, Kelly?
I mean, I think the biggest thing is obviously just like you're not going to promise any like leads, but obviously we want results if we're paying you $250. You know, so I guess we just have to see the value in it, and if it doesn't end up working out, then there's no contract, and we can go do something else, right?
That's correct. And, you know, and that's one of the beauties about working with Google, right? We're not allowed to set you on a contract. The clients that we have and been with us for many years, you know, they're with us because they know that, you know, they stick to what works and they want to be with us, right? Because they can cancel their service at any given point for any given reason, right? They don't have to have a reason. But, you know, people stick with what works, man. And like I told Colin, man, I'm not going to tell you guys we're the best company in the whole wide world. You know, that'd just be pulling your leg, but, you know, we definitely deliver on what we do, right? We're not sitting here trying to, you know, come up on someone over $240. I mean, it doesn't make too much sense, you know. So, of course, you know, I agree with you 100%, right? You have to see results. You have to see that this works in order for you to stick around. Otherwise, I mean, we wouldn't be in business for 20 years if we were not doing something right.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Yep.
Trying to think if there's any other questions that I had.
Yeah, man, go ahead, shoot them, you know, shoot them on through, brother.
Do we have like a training with you guys to like get the right words in there, or like is there anything that we need? I mean, how does that kind of work?
No, there is no. You know, I've been here so many years. That's the first time I hear that one. That's actually pretty good. No, we don't provide any training, Callahan. Unfortunately, I mean, actually, that would
training,
be...
but what is the $100 setup? Sorry.
That's to pull the programs and the credentials, you know, to get the Facebook ads started and get all the, other sites going. You guys will have access though to what we call a dashboard. Per Google guidelines, we do have to provide you guys with a dashboard, which, it's going to be like an app that you have on your phone where you'll be able to track the progress that we're making with the company, right? You'll be able to see how many calls you're receiving, how many people are looking at the site, you know, the back-end information that we're able to see, you guys will have access to that as well.
So, yeah, how do we, like, do we just tell you the words we want, like, on this phone call?
Yeah, well, you'll give me the words. Our IT department, those are the guys, I mean, I will put in some of the words that you give me. If for whatever reason, you know, the words are, you know, you, let's say tomorrow you said, oh my God, I forgot to tell Mario that I had, you know, these other words that we do. Then the IT guys will definitely pick all that up because they're going to go over that information with you either way, right? Anything that I put into the system, they're going to go over it with you because they're the ones that are going to be doing all the, back end work. I mean, these are the computer whizzes, right? I mean, we have a huge department. That's all they do, right? So when you get the IT person that calls you, they'll go over this information with you again and just make sure that I did my job correctly. Right? They'll say, hey, are these the keywords you want us to list you so clients can find you under these keywords? And at that point, if you ever, you know, forget, you can let them know. But you'll still have contact with our IT team throughout the time you're with us. Through that dashboard, that application you'll have, if you ever did want to list anything else or make any changes, you can just shoot them a message or give us a call, and we'll be able to do that for you as well.
Okay. Cool. Anything else, Callahan?
No, not really. I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's all the questions. Yeah, I was kind of asking some similar ones earlier.
Gotcha. Yeah, and feel free, man. Now, you have my number. Call them out. You can share it with Callahan. If you ever have any questions, Callahan, if you want to pick my brain, brother, feel free, man. I don't mind at all. I prefer you shoot me a text message because that's how I can reach you better because I'm on the phones quite a bit. And as soon as I get a chance, I'll just, you know, give you a ring if you have any questions for me. I think after, you know, we do the intake today, you'll probably, you know, be dealing with the IT department because those guys definitely – when it comes to the back end work, they know quite a bit more than I do.
Okay.
Cool.
Oh, another question I had. So you said you only work with like one roofer in a certain area at a time.
Correct.
So is that like Fort Collins only, or do you have a Loveland one too?
No, it's based on the zip code that we work with the client. So the Fort Collins zip code became available, and that's why we're filling that in. So it's just based on zip code when we're allowed to work with one client per area, per category. Right. So let's say Callahan was an electrician, then I'm allowed to work with him even though he's in Fort Collins because per Google guidelines, he's a different category. Right.
Okay.
But if you and Collins were both electricians, then it would be a conflict of interest if I'm working with him as well because now if you're saying, hey, why is Callahan getting way more work than I am, and we're both with you, then, you know, we don't want that conflict of interest.
Gotcha.
So I have a funny question for you. When I search SEO companies in Google, why aren't you guys on the first page?
Okay, here, I'll send this to you here. I'll send you our, it's okay, man. I mean, it's perfectly fine. I mean, you think about how many companies are working, you know, with Google side by side. I mean, can you imagine if we were right on the first page? But
but that's just kind of the same that I think on roofing, you know, there's a ton of roofers. So that's just like, you know, obviously, if we're going to pay for a service, I just want it done right, and I want to make sure that it works.
I hear you 100%, but you can't, you can't compare the tens of thousands of SEO companies that probably exist nationwide. You know, it's not many of them that have partnerships with Google, right? But there's still thousands of them nationwide compared to the amount of roofers that are in Fort Collins alone, right? So think about it. What you're saying is, hey, I'm going to make a comparison of, you know, how many SEO companies you guys are not popping up on the top. I mean, we have the credentials that Google says, hey, these guys are good to go. These guys, you know, work side by side. That's why they gave us their premium partnership, right? I don't know exactly what website you're looking at, right? But, you know, it's not a comparison.
No, I just,
right?
I mean.
Mm-hmm. I know, well, I see what you're saying.
I mean, you're telling me that I'll be on the top on Google, and so if I search SEO companies in Google, I just don't see anything about you guys at all. So I'm just trying to be honest and straightforward.
I appreciate that, man. If you Google our company, right, if you go in there and Google Local Splash, you'll look at a directory. If you look at Google's directory for premium partnership, and you'll be able to find us on there as one of their premier partners.
Okay. I don't have any other questions, Cal.
Yeah, I don't either. Okay. Do you want to chat about this a little more, Cal, before we make a decision?
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Okay. Is that cool?
Absolutely, man.
You won't just give away that position, like, in the next day or so?
You know what? We're getting ready to wrap up the day. So, I mean, you know, I'll reach out to you tomorrow if you want and see where you're at. I was intrigued by what Colin had said, and I'm looking at what he said about our SEO company, that, you know, we're not popping up on the first page, and there's just so many SEO companies on here. I mean, you know, to come up on their first page, I mean, I guess we would have probably have over a million.
You guys are out of California?
Yeah, we're here in Southern California, right out in Orange County, right next to Disneyland. Not sure if you guys are familiar.
Oh yeah, my buddy lives in Huntington Beach, so he's not too far away.
Oh, okay. My ex-wife is from Huntington Beach. Not very fan of that city.
Yeah, but He's right on highway. He's right on Pacific Coast Highway 1.
PCH, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I'm very familiar, brother. But you know what? Callahan, you know, you guys want to discuss it, that's perfectly fine, man. I'm not pushing or rushing you guys into making any split-second decisions. I understand, you know, and I think I definitely catch your drift, Callahan. You just want to make sure that, you know, if you're paying, I mean, $250 is $250, right? I mean, you want to make sure that, you know, if you're going to give them to someone, you know, that they're able to do what they say they're going to do, right? You know,
take
a, you know, take a look at the reviews, what clients say, right? I mean, our customers are pretty happy with what we're doing. Like I said, we're not here to BS you and tell you, hey, man, we're going to give you, you know, 50 jobs tomorrow or anything of that nature. No, man. But, you know, for the most part, what we do works. And that's why we don't hold contracts, right? And like you said, I think you said it best, you know, if it's something you guys see, hey, you know what, we don't like it, we're not getting work, this is not helping us, you know, be on the first page, it is not doing anything for us, then, you know, you guys can part ways, right? But I think that, and I say this to you very frankly, I think that, you know, once you guys try it out and see what we can deliver, I think you guys will probably more than likely stick around.
Okay. No, and I mean, I do respect you guys have some really good reviews, and you got some bad ones in there too, but it's kind of part of business, but
unfortunately, I'm glad you understand that. Yeah, I'm glad you understand that. Believe me, sometimes I'll speak to clients, they'll sit there and they'll scroll, and I can hear them, and they're like, oh, well, look, I found the bad one. It's like, hey, man, you know, you can't keep everyone happy as much as you try. You know, if you find a company that has 5 stars and they have 2,000-3,000 reviews, then you got to start thinking, hey, man, how are you guys doing that? You know, how is it possible that nobody has a hiccup? You know, So again, you know, I tell clients, man, even if you go into Disneyland's reviews, even they got bad reviews. You know, clients get upset because their churros are $10 or their Cokes are $15 and they give them a bad review. When reality, it's not Disneyland's fault. I mean, it's not the people working there. I mean, that's their prices. You got to expect to, when you're going in there, to take at least $1,000 to spend. You know, but because their stuff is expensive, people will give them a 1 star and, you know, say, hey, don't come back here. You're going to spend $1,000. But in reality, hey, you're going there. You know you're going to spend that money, man. So it's similar, you know. Again, I will touch bases with you tomorrow, Colum. You know,
okay.
You and Callahan can discuss it. And, you know, whether it's a yay or nay, guys, I mean, no hard feelings on our end, you know. You know, hopefully whatever decision you guys do take, it's the right one, man.
For sure.
Appreciate that, man. Really appreciate that.
No, you guys got it, man. All right. You guys have a good one. Take care. And I'm on my way home. You guys
okay.
Have a good one, man.
All right.
Enjoy your weekend.
All
right. Yeah. We'll
thank you, brother.
Very soon.
Okay.
Yep,
bye-bye now.
Mm-hmm. I'll let you know. Thanks, man. Right. Bye.